What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, June 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Investors continue to weigh the Fed's plan to raise interest rates sooner than thought. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 210 points, or 0.6%, closing at 33,823. The S&P 500 inched lower, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 121 points, or nearly 0.9%. Investors' appetite for risk eased up with an eye toward a possible interest rate hike by the end of 2023. The specter of rising rates sent gold futures down 4.5%, their steepest drop in more than 10 months, and closing at $1,777.80 a troy ounce, the lowest level since early May. Shares of miners also took it on the chin. Barrick Gold dropped 6.3%, and Newmont lost about 7%. Financial stocks were also among the day's losers. Bank of America dropped more than 4.3%, and Morgan Stanley was off 3.5%. And German biopharmaceutical company CureVac fell 40% after its experimental COVID-19 vaccine fared poorly in a large clinical trial. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.